escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Daryl Ryder is in for Ken Carmen. Owen is here. Mitch is the guy that you'll talk to when you give us a call. Don't forget our YouTube channel. I was some of the videos yesterday. They're just popping up on my YouTube algorithm. So in between Miss Rachel, in between the Frozen clips, we are now getting 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. So you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or your smart speaker by telling Alexa to play 92.3 The Fan. And now 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel and watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday. I think what we have to do, like with the Wiggles, or Miss Rachel does after every video, and you have to get us popping on and saying, like and subscribe, and I think we should do that. It would help, because people apparently need to be told to like and subscribe.
Between that and on your podcast at the end, always making sure to go, hey, go make sure you give us a 5-star rating and leave a comment.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, it's a big deal now.
Or give me a comment trashing me. I don't care. Well, I see enough of it on Facebook. Trash away.
I hear enough of it for my children.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Get up on there. We make money either way. So get up on there and do it.
Yeah, the new line on, like, you watch the reels now is like, like and comment, blow this up. Like, that's the new the new lingo that these the content creators are using.
All right, we'll get to work on that. But
so
the YouTube
blow up
channel,
our
is
YouTube
up.
Channel, yeah.
Yeah, you can see the funny faces we make during interviews.
To smash the buttons.
Smash away.
Smash that like button, Owen.
We'll get to what you will not believe what Kevin Durant had to say about Darius Garland. We'll get to that in a second. But we have some fans. I said, let us have it. You know, this show in particular, and Kenny would attest, we defended the Guardians. We gave them a benefit of the doubt that I think was earned. I absolutely think they earned the benefit of the doubt, but we can give it to you no longer. Like, you guys were right that we're really irate over the offseason, the trading of Josh Naylor, the slashing of payroll after the ALCS, and now they're in a tailspin. They've lost 5 in a row. They have, to me, I can't believe there are 4 or 3 or 4 other offenses that are worse than this. I just can't believe it. Like, the Rockies have better offensive numbers across the board than the Guardians do right now, and it gets even more brutal over the next 2 weeks. Mike in Elyria, you're next up on The Fan. How are you, Mike?
Good morning, guys. Hey, you know what? In about an hour or so, I'm going to go out on a golf course, and I'm going to hack it up like you've never seen. And I know, you know what? Because I'm a hack, I don't have the right to be mad about it because I'm not good. And I'm sitting there watching the Guardians last night, and I'm thinking the exact same thing. I'm like, you know what? What am I getting upset about this team for? They don't even belong in the same context with good. They did nothing. They are doing nothing. Like, the status quo is their plan all the time. And, you know, this front office gets a lot of credit for all the pitching success that they bring about. But they don't get hammered enough for the lack of position players that they develop. Or, even more importantly, guys like Ernie Clement who stink when they're here, but then go someplace else and they're batting 300. That's a common occurrence. And we let that slide all the time. Urshela, Clement, Yandy Diaz, all of these guys. Where in the hell is our coaching at? Where is our front office? What is our plan? We don't have anything in place.
Mike, I can't disagree with anything you just said. The fact that they've not been able to develop. I mean, the outfield, the platoon that we've had basically for how long, Daryl? It's just most competitive teams.
Since 2001.
Boy, it seems that way, right?
Yeah. Listen, I make jokes about how they collect middle infielders like I collect bobbleheads, and none of them are any darn good. It's amazing to me. And yeah, I have no rebuttal for you, Mike. Sorry. I know we're supposed to debate this, but there's nothing to debate. Stephen Kwan is an anomaly. Jose Ramirez is an anomaly. Carlos Santana, an anomaly. Like, this lineup is full of 4A hitters. They're
it seems worse than that right now.
You get John Kenzie Noel and Will Wilson. They go back to AAA, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden their bats start finding baseballs again. But then you get them up here, and they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. They stand in front of the thing. I don't know if it's the hitting approach. I don't know if it's the coaching. It's certainly not the technology. They've made tremendous investments in all of this technology to help their hitters. The film study, maybe they're doing too much film study and it's paralysis by analysis. I don't know what the problem is. What I do know is everything that they're doing consistently does not work offensively. Unless, again, your names are Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, and the only reason I'm throwing Carlos Santana in there is because he was originally a Cleveland Indian, bounced around a little bit, he's back, and not going to be here for the rest of the season. But they don't develop offensive talent in this organization. And the other problem is they perform in the minor leagues. When we were talking about getting DeLotta up here and getting these other kids up here, because they're performing. It's time to bring them up, get them in the lineup. But I don't know. Maybe they know something that we don't.
No, they don't. Maybe
they know that their approach stinks. Maybe they know that their development stinks, and it's just not going to make a difference. I don't know. But my four eyes tell me they cannot develop offensive talent in this organization. That is something
that
they
sucks.
Need to take a
Guys,
deep dive into.
I mean, Daryl, we can be honest here. We're an honest radio show. You said you barely watched him yesterday. Owen, you said you just guys got other things going on.
I intended to not watch them, and I ended up watching them.
I didn't intend to watch them, but I turned it on in the second inning, and I turned it on in the second inning, and we're down 3-0. Game over.
Same thing. I got the text yesterday. It said I'm done. And man, it is early. We are talking about the start of July. We're not even into the dog days yet.
So what sucks
of the
is,
summer.
And I've bitched about it on the air, but I'm going to continue to spend well over $1,000, probably closer to $2,000
this
season.
You're wearing your jersey this morning. Your hat.
I've worn Cleveland Guardians stuff. If there's 5 days in the week of coming to work, I wear it 4 days a week.
You bought the new hat.
Summer.
That's the new hat, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
you are to
team.
Guardians gear what Ken is to Iowa State gear.
That's true, and I'm not getting it, mailed to me every
You're spending
3 days.
Money.
But it's not even about spending the money or not, right? I'm doing that. That's where my disposable income goes right now when I'm not spending it on my children, trying to go compete in a tournament somewhere or something like that. But, that's where I'm spending my money, and I don't know that I'm going to stop doing that because I enjoy my time at the ballpark. I do. But I also last night had an opportunity to lay outside in a hammock for a while or run in and watch the start of the game. And I didn't do that. And then I had the opportunity for one of the rare nights that I'm home and not doing something with the kids. My wife and I chose to watch a TV show over doing it. And I even snuck it in on my phone and got to see the disappointment there. So I don't know that, I'm out yet, but... Man,
you're closer than I've ever heard, man.
I'm pissed about it because I've already made the
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The investment into it, and I'm sure there's tons of people out there that are the same way. They don't want to give up what has been such a enjoyable thing in their life.
Because you have believed in them.
It feels like the ball club's letting me down. It feels like the front office, by not making the moves to at least try, are letting me down.
You know what, Owen? Just go for the giveaways. Just go for the giveaways.
I don't get there early enough for that, Darryl.
Yeah, that is the thing. Yeah, good positioning.
That's why I buy the special tickets, yeah. So I guarantee myself the giveaway.
Russ in Euclid, next up on The Fan. Hello, Russ.
Good morning, gentlemen. Listen to Darryl getting some Browns-esque rantings on the Guardians. It's awesome. Here's the bottom line. Last year, they got good starting pitching, great relief pitching, and that dragged them through. This year, when they don't get hit, when they don't get pitching, they lose. In fact, I looked it up. Their record in games that they've scored, given up five or more, is 5-26.
Oof.
I'm not saying five runs is the Bash Brothers or the 27 Yankees, but wow, it's just when I used to call them when they were the Indians, the impotent Apaches, and they're literally what they are now, impotent. It's sad to watch.
All right, you're going to have to come up with other alliteration with the Guardians. You're going to have to find something.
God awful guards.
That works. Alex in Ohio City, go ahead.
Too quick, you've been saying that.
Yeah. I just think it's sad that, you know, we're a couple games away from the World Series last year and they cut the payroll. You know, I mean, obviously Andrés Giménez is a huge loss and is a lot of that money. But when, you know, you have Jose Ramirez here having a Hall of Fame career, having, you know, almost an MVP year, and they, you know, there's just no sense of urgency. And it's just sad to see.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. I wonder what somebody like Jose Ramirez is thinking.
They didn't even get mad the other day when he got drilled.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody flinched.
I know. The fact that is, listen, the Steven Vogt, it's year number two. He was excellent in year number one. This has obviously not been a great year. It's not his fault necessarily, but in that game, doesn't he have to ignite the passions?
I'm not mad at him about the lineups and the people that he's had to, you know, plug into the two hole and the platoon out in right field. I'm not mad about all that. The chef can only work with the ingredients that are bought for him, right? If he's not the one making the purchase. What I am mad about is when he comes on after a game and tells me that, oh, we almost had it tonight. Like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't almost have it.
We hit some balls hard. That's the equivalent in the NBA of, yeah. Oh, we got our shots. We got good looks.
We all have an employer, right? I'm sure everyone listening has an employer, and there are days where you'd like to tell them to bleep off because they have not provided you with what you need to succeed in your job. But we don't always say it. Some days you do. I know that he can't just come out and say it, but it's time to get away from the feel goods after a game in which we finally scored two runs in 43 out of the 45 innings that we've played. We finally scored some runs.
Boy, you know what? Now that I think about it, all three in town right now, managers, coaches, they all kind of have the same disposition. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Kenny Atkinson very rarely got, I mean, even in the playoffs, they lost in five games and he didn't seem.
Other than being upset about the injuries. And then also,
that was the only time all year I'd really heard him.
Also, he talked a lot about the pushing and the grabbing and the holding and stuff like that. He was, but
I'm talking about at no point did they have to hold him back.
Sunny side up. The sun comes up tomorrow.
It was the opposite of JB.
Yeah, right. And you know, Stefanski, he's been here long enough now. We certainly know his disposition. So you'd like to right now vote whether it's going after umpires or there is always a time and place. But to do it to really get your team fired up. Right now he's in protection mode. He's been protecting his guys. He has not been critical. You know, there's at no point have you been able to, like, misconstrue what he might be saying about the organization. He hasn't done any of that. At some point, you do have to flip a switch there, do you not?
Yeah, at some point, you have to realize it's okay to get thrown out of a game. For the right reason, of course. You don't do it just for the sake of doing it.
They give you 162
of
them.
But that Jose Ramirez situation, that was the situation you should have gotten yourself thrown out. If your bench isn't even going to move.
It's Jose.
They didn't even flinch. That's your franchise player. He took a hometown discount to stay here. Okay, and knowing full well these were the type of teams he was going to have to deal with, and not a soul decided to budge when he got smoked. And oh, by the way, had to leave the game, ended up missing subsequent games. None of you moved, and all Steven Vogt had in him was to run out and go toward the, and then just, you know, chat it up with the umpire. Get yourself thrown out.
Especially
get held back.
After the umpire.
He went through the motions
also,
there.
The ump also gave the Guardians a warning on it, too.
Right.
Which you thought would have thought.
In a retaliation situation.
You would have thought would have made him irate.
You got to get tossed there.
Jimmy Concord, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a little different with it. I appreciate the Guardians, Indians. For what they've done over the years, I'm very disappointed this year. Now, could it be that we had that leftover year from Francona last year? That's why Vogt was so good. Maybe he's the problem. You guys aren't.
I hope that's not the case.
Maybe they're just bad now because of the way he runs the team.
Well, he reminds me a lot of Tito, to be honest with you. When I listen to Steven Vogt, when I've covered games and just kind of things that I observe, Steven Vogt reminds me a lot of a young Terry Francona, and I mean that as a compliment.
I hope so. I hope he is. I mean, I'm hoping, but I'm just saying maybe that's part of the problem as well, because we seem to have the same ingredients we've had. Now, we've had some injuries, I understand, but I still believe in the whole program. I think they've been the top program in Cleveland, you know, over the last 10, 15 years. So,
all right, Jim. Yeah, listen, this is why I've been giving them the benefit of the doubt. I've seen so many teams, especially under Tito, surge in the second half of the season. But what about this team makes you think at all that that's in the cards going forward? Where is the spark? I mean, keep in mind, they had been this listless offensively, and Jose Ramirez is having a great year. And Stephen Kwan was having a great year. So they were still ineffective as an offense, as a lineup.
Look, very rarely in sports do you have a continuation in personality. Usually when there's a managerial or a coaching change, the personalities change, right? You go from the player's coach to the disciplinarian, and then you go back to the player's coach, right? This was an interesting decision that the Guardians organization made, and it was deliberate. Because of the success that Tito had here and how he ran things, it was as if they were specifically looking for someone like him. And they found him in Steven Vogt. Very rarely do you kind of get a continuation of a personality when you make a change like that or have a change made. I'm not saying the Guardians made a change, but you know what I mean.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.